The future foretold in the Bible. Treasures. Is there hope for the future? Are world conditions going to improve? When will the wars and conflicts cease? Many people have struggled with these questions throughout time. In spite of advances made in contemporary times in education, science, medicine, and poverty reduction, the world continues to face economic and political crises and social upheavals, crime, and the collapse of moral standards. Current predictions about the future of the world run from the utopian to the cataclysmic. Is the world headed for a bright or dismal future, or both? Will humanity ever be able to overcome its legacy of centuries of conflict and short-sighted exploitation and build a society of justice and peace and equity? Or will the earth descend into chaos and become an environmental wasteland? When Jesus came to our world over 2,000 years ago, the coming of the kingdom of God was a central theme of his teachings throughout the Gospels and in the Sermon on the Mount. However, his message of God's kingdom and salvation were rejected by the leaders of his own people. They wanted a Messiah, a great king, not one born in a barn and raised as a poor carpenter, who chose humble fishermen and tax collectors as his friends and followers. They wanted freedom from Rome and a king who could make them a wealthy and powerful kingdom there and then, and were not seeking the eternal treasures he promised to all who would believe in and follow him. This man, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Creator of the universe, said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." He could have taken over the world and made himself king in one day. He told the Roman governor before whom he was tried, "You could have no power over me at all unless it was given to you by my Father." And he told Peter, "Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?" When he hung dying on the cross where he was crucified, those who passed by taunted him and hurled insults. "You saved others. If you're really the Son of God, save yourself." He could have done that, but he chose to die for you and me. After he rose from the grave, he could have shown himself to the religious authorities, the governor, or Caesar himself, to prove to them that he was indeed the Son of God, the Messiah. Instead, he appeared only to those who already believed in him and loved him, in order to comfort them and encourage their faith and prepare them for their mission of bringing God's gift of salvation to the world. For over 2,000 years, his kingdom has remained largely unseen to this world, manifested in the hearts and lives of those who love and receive him as their Lord and Savior. This is the mystery that many of his people in his day couldn't understand, and that many today cannot grasp. He offers each of us a choice to receive him or reject him. This is still the age of grace, when those who believe his word and receive him must choose to do so by faith. But the Bible teaches that the day will come when this present age will be over, and all the world will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. When Jesus' disciples wanted to know when he would return and asked him, "What will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus replied, "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are but the beginning of the birth pains." The version in the Gospel of Luke also includes pestilences in this list. These signs also include the gospel of the kingdom being proclaimed throughout all the world for a witness to all nations, which we are seeing fulfilled in our time with the global spread of the gospel made possible by modern media such as radio, television, and the internet. Jesus also foretold that in the latter days, because lawlessness will increase, the love of many will grow cold, resulting in people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. Daniel, a Jewish prophet who lived 500 years before Jesus, wrote that in the end times, travel, knowledge, and education would increase, which has happened at an exponential rate in contemporary history. Within 100 years, the world has witnessed a dramatic increase in international travel, with many running to and fro, wandering from sea to sea as knowledge is increased. There are many prophecies in the Bible about future events and world conditions that will occur before Jesus' return. Some of these are being fulfilled in our times, and they foretell the fulfillment of yet others in the future. These future events are of such size and scope and are so momentous in nature that the Bible warns us to be watchful and prepared for when they happen. One of the most important signs of the final years before Jesus will return and reclaim the earth that the prophets predicted is the rise of the godless Antichrist world government led by a person referred to in the Bible as a vile person and son of perdition, but most commonly referred to as the Antichrist. He will come on the scene with a 7-year agreement or covenant in which he will promise the world economic stability, peace, and religious freedom. During the first half of the Antichrist's 7-year covenant, many will regard him as a savior, as he will be able to bring solutions to some of the world's most intractable problems, such as more equitable distribution and consumption of resources, resolution of long-standing hostilities between nations, ideologies, and religions, and reduction of economic instability and exploitation. But suddenly, halfway through his 7-year reign, he will break the covenant and will forbid and abolish all traditional religious worship, declaring that he is God and demanding that all the world worship him. While this imitation Messiah will at first bring peace and stability, after the covenant is broken, the next 3.5 years will see the world plunge into unprecedented social chaos. During this time, known as the Great Tribulation, the Antichrist and his government will systematically persecute those who refuse to worship him, in particular, Christians. Jesus said, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." When Jesus returns to earth, he will not come as a babe in a manger, God in the hands of man, but as the Almighty King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The trumpets of God will sound, and all who believe in Jesus will be caught up together with him in the clouds in what is commonly known as the rapture. When Jesus returns, the bodies of all of the saved people who have ever died will be instantly resurrected, just like Jesus' body after he was resurrected. All of the believers who are still alive will be raised with them to meet Jesus in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. A celebration will then be held in heaven, called the Marriage Supper of the Lamb. One of the titles for Jesus is the Lamb of God, and his bride is made up of all those who believe in him. This marital metaphor is used in the Bible to describe the spiritual union between Christ and his people, and the loving union of heart, mind, and spirit that accompanies this relationship. During the celebration, Jesus will unite his followers throughout the ages, and at his judgment seat, he will reward them with eternal crowns of life. So although the Bible foretells dark times looming in the future, we can take heart that there is hope for everyone who looks forward to Jesus' coming. Luke 21:28 says, "And when these things begin to happen, lift up your heads, for your salvation draws near." The Bible encourages us to keep waiting for our blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble and tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." He warned his followers that without a doubt we would have troubles, problems, and trials in this life, and that those who love him would even suffer persecution for his name. But he said, "Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for your reward is great in heaven." He also promised to be with us in the midst of everything we face in this life. "I am with you always, even unto the end of the age." These events will come to pass as foretold in the Bible, and you can be prepared for the future by inviting Jesus into your life and heart and living according to his teachings in the Bible. He will answer your prayer and transform your life, and you will be blessed with his presence and love from this day forward and on into eternity. If you believe in Jesus and trust in him and his word, you'll emerge triumphant despite all the trials and tribulations that come your way. As the Apostle Paul wrote, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him." You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.